Of course, the Rolling Stones here on 98.3 The Penguin, the sort of quintessential pump you up exercise marathon song, and a perfect stage setting for us to talk to our local voice guests for today here on The Penguin. We've got Dustin and Susan Gross. Want to give you guys a big, warm Penguin welcome.
Thank you.
So glad to have you here. We've just been having a ball already. Actually got to meet you for a minute, Dustin. You were by here, and then we met your good friend and even partner, Tom, yesterday. Tom Ferguson with Rise Biscuits and Donuts. And I just love those guys, too. This is just so fun for us to get to do what we get to do and meet people in the community, shine a light on who you are, your businesses, and help our people, our listeners out there, connect with you as well. Again, big welcome, and we're going to help everybody out there kind of get to know your story. You recently just opened an Orange Theory here in Mayfair Town Center. When did you guys open?
We opened April 22nd, so we're coming up on our first year.
You sure are. How exciting, and congratulations. If for anybody out there that maybe was like me a few months ago or a year ago, I was like, what is Orange Theory? What is that? So give our listeners out there, we'll start there and then kind of how you guys got into this business. What is Orange Theory?
Sure. Orange Theory, 1 hour full body workout. Think group setting. So you got 28 people in a class, all led by a personal fitness coach. Half the workout, you're going to be focused on cardio training. So think treadmills, rowers. And then literally halfway through, you're going to switch. You're going to focus on that resistance training. So you're going to get in your strength, dumbbells, TRX bands, lots of great equipment. The cool thing about Orange Theory is backed by science. We wear heart rate monitors throughout the workout. We're doing that so our coaches can track your progress, ensuring you're not overtraining or undertraining. So very approachable for all fitness levels, from the elite athletes to the deconditioned folks trying to get started.
Yeah, I know. I was reading some of the questionnaire that we gave you, and that was one of the big misconceptions, I guess, you out there, is that you have to be super fit to do this.
Not at all. It's actually the opposite. That's our job. Get you in your best shape. So
that is fantastic. And so you're essentially working in a peak zone, and you've got coaches there monitoring you, the group setting, of course, which is very motivating. It helps you with structure and accountability. I know that. It's just kind of sweeping the country now, is it not? Is this like the hottest trend in exercise?
Absolutely.
Seems like
it's there's over 500 in the nation now, and it's growing daily. And it's really cool because you get to, if you have a friend in another state doing the workout, you're doing the same workout every day. So it's pretty cool. You can call your friend in Chicago and complain about the squats and the lunges and commiserate together and celebrate together in your victories as well. So yeah. It's pretty cool.
Okay, so then let's back up a little bit. What brought you two into Orange Theory?
Yeah, so and into this business? Our friends, our good friends and partners, Christy and Matt Shiflett, actually opened the first one in the state in Morrisville about 3 years ago now. And they opened Chapel Hill. We used to live in Chapel Hill until we moved down to Wrightsville. And they opened the Chapel Hill studio about 2 years ago, and we became members to support our friends. And fell in love with it. We actually had a personal trainer at the time coming to our house and dropped our trainer and became members at Orange Theory and loved it. The workout was so high. I just had my third kid, so I had some pounds to lose and kept me motivated and was in and out. So, you know, three kids, it's kind of hard to find the time. And saw great results, felt great energy, high energy. And dropping the weight, which is always a plus.
That really says a lot that you were working with a personal trainer, the convenience of that, and in your home, that sort of personalized, and you dropped that for Orange Theory. What was it that was different for you? What was it that made you make that change?
It pushed me in a way that I'd never been pushed before. Even a personal trainer couldn't get me to go. It's the group setting that gets you. You start competing with yourself and your neighbor and encouraging your neighbor. You might have someone on your one side that is a triathlete that's running at a ridiculous speed that you're like, oh my gosh, I want to do that. And then someone on your other side that is power walking and you're their encouragement. It's just a really great group. It's just awesome.
That group component is so powerful.
Camaraderie. Yeah. It's great.
You guys and gals, if you're just tuning in out there, we've got Dustin and Susan Gross, absolutely delightful couple, husband and wife, partners in marriage and in business. they recently opened up Orange Theory in Mayfair Town Center. Certainly, I didn't know about Orange Theory, like I said, for a while. And as we're heading into this time of the year, this is sounding just absolutely perfect. I can't wait to get over there and try it over there myself. Been doing body pump, and my knees need a break from that. So I'm thrilled to get over there and try that. We're going to hear from Dustin and Susan and find out their connection with Rise Biscuits and Donuts, who we were hanging out with and talking to yesterday. But right now, we'll hand it over to Tom Petty. This is one of Dustin and Susan's picks, as they were wanting to kind of DJ a little. This is Running Down a Dream here on the Penguin. That is Tom Petty, Running Down a Dream here on 98.3 The Penguin. That was actually a pick from our guests. We've got Dustin and Susan Gross here from Orange Theory, recently opened in Mayfair. I guess not as recently, coming up on a year in April. Just a phenomenon and a workout routine that really is sweeping the nation. Dustin and Susan, we were talking off air a few minutes ago about how many Orange Theories there are, because I was looking for some of the history. So you said the first one opened in 2010?
Yep, 2010. And this year we went into the year with about 300 studios nationwide. And now we're coming out of the back end at almost 600. So we're doubling in 2016.
That is seriously aggressive and obviously says a whole lot about what's going on. Nothing says much more than what you said, Susan, when you shared your story about having a personal trainer coming into the home. And as soon as you tried this, you dropped your personal trainer. I mean, most people would probably, like the convenience of in-home and having a personal trainer with that dedicated focus, for you to drop that and go to this says everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
It really does. So anyway, you can certainly find out about them as we're in the thick of the holiday season. Everybody's going to be probably knocking your doors down come January. They're certainly going to be already have some great holiday deals going on for Christmas gifts for anybody out there that's wanting to do that kind of a thing. If you want to give anybody some scoop out there about some of those deals.
Sure, yeah. We're doing a holiday 4-pack, so it's a great entry level. If people are talking about Orange Theory and they need somebody to kind of push them over the edge and try it out, give them that 4-pack. They also get the heart rate monitor and they're ready to go. And they're going to come in and get an opportunity to try it out. And then when they realize that this could be the difference maker for them, I think that's the big thing about Orange Theory that I love, is seeing so many people struggle and fail in their fitness routines. And then they finally get set in Orange Theory and they realize that's what they needed to kind of get over the edge. So those holiday packs would be a perfect opportunity for those folks.
Right. I mean, yeah, it has been it's a lifelong struggle in another lifetime. I worked in a weight loss nutritional setting, and it is just, it is such a road that so many people battle for so long. So to find something that really could be the final road, the way out, what a tremendous gift to give to people through your business. The science of it, too, is something that we said in the last segment that really sets it apart, that handy little thing called science.
Yeah.
So it's really, that's what Orange Theory is for folks out there just tuning in. They keep you, you have a heart monitor, as you said, you'll get that when you start, that gets you in the right zone to get the results.
Yep. We are trying to push you up to the fourth heart rate zone for at least 12 minutes of that 60-minute workout, and that's where the science kicks in. That fourth heart rate zone is where the metabolism gets ignited, so you're going to continue burning calories even after you leave our workout. So.
And that was something I saw on the website you were talking about. I forget the acronym.
EPOC. But let's not get into it. We're not scientists here.
Right.
So.
But it's how much oxygen your body continues to burn after the workout.
Absolutely.
And just real quickly, we've made reference a little bit to your connection with Rise Biscuits and Donuts, which is absolutely hilarious and makes a lot of sense. But there's actually a very real connection that you guys have. It's not just people eat their biscuits and donuts and come work out. Give everybody a little bit of the story. Of course, for a lot of you out there listening, we had Tom Ferguson in yesterday, who is one of their partners, essentially, and the owner of Rise Biscuits and Donuts. Connect those dots for everybody.
Yeah, so we actually have known Tom Ferguson for years. And ironically enough, it must have been about a decade ago now, I called Tom Ferguson and was in a pickle. My mom needed a caterer. And this was when Tom actually owned Durham Catering. So I called him and was like, you don't know who I am, but my mom needs a caterer. And I promise she does a lot of events and help. And the rest is history. So he started Rise, about, 4 years ago now, and been supporting him ever since. And just one day I came up to him and said, we're moving down to Wrightsville Beach and starting Orange Theory, and maybe we should franchise Rise. And he's like, oh, maybe. Actually, let's open some corporate stores together. So we partnered with him, and he's, the the brains and everything behind it. We just kind of help back them a little bit. So, but yeah.
What a true pleasure it was talking to him yesterday, and Thomas, who is running it on the ground here. We had a ball with them, like we are with you guys too, but it's nice to see just those connections again.
Yeah, it's fun. Small world.
No doubt. And they both have orange.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Both have orange.
It was totally planned.
Unfortunately, it looks like I've spent a little more time in Rise than Orange Theory, but that's going to change.
2017, new goals.
Yes.
New goals. And, of course, Susan is from Chapel Hill. I know Justin said he's a big Tar Heel fan, so you're wearing a lot of orange for Tar Heel fans.
Orange is all that's in our wardrobe these days.
We can't wear dark blue, and we can't wear red.
Right.
That's the only rules.
Right. So that is the voice of Dustin and Susan Gross. She is a North Carolina native. He from Missouri, but they've been calling Wrightsville Beach home now for over a year and not going anywhere. Obviously setting up shop with Orange Theory and being tied in with Rise Biscuits and Donuts as well. Can't thank you guys enough for coming in. A true pleasure.
Thank you.
As always. And for everybody out there, if you're looking for some holiday gifts, you might want to get that Orange Theory membership or some of those trial packs. And, of course, as we hit January, they can certainly help you with the reservations. Their website is wilmington.orangetheoryfitness.com. And, again, you can Google or find them right over there in Mayfair, right next to Lily Nicole. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah. Where Harris Teeter is.
Thank you guys so much for coming in. Such a pleasure. Speaking of orange, we'll end it with some J.J. Gray and Mofros. Orange Blossoms here on The Penguin.